5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Leader Podcast. Good morning, everybody.
Did you see how aggressive that was? Clearly, no one's drinking anything.
Yeah. Welcome to our mid-morning props as we film this at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Fake.
Fake. Everything drinks. Here's fake. The whole thing's fake. We're not even We're in the fake. Studio right now.
It's an illusion.
Hey, quick leader shout out.
I'm in a bay, and I am with your Sunday morning playlist. So every single Sunday morning in December, when you arrive, your bay TV should look something like this. You'll see here at the top, it has the date of the day. And then every single week has anywhere from 7 to 9 videos. And so we've created an activity for you. It is optional. It is fast-paced, high energy, lots of fun. If that's something that you're into, you should check it out. And by the way, all of these videos are now live on YouTube, so you can go and have time to preview them. We have 3 different announcements. So this announcement right here is required for every single person to watch, regardless of age. This announcement right here is for our ladies, and then this announcement right here is specifically geared for our high schoolers. And then you'll remember that there are 4 different movie options to choose from. And so you got Rudolph, you got Home Alone, you got the Santa Claus, and you got Elf. You will have 2 sheets in your basket with the lessons on there back to back. Now, if at all you get turned around as you are navigating this, just know you're simply on our YouTube channel. So this is what it looks like on our YouTube channel. So if you get turned around, you can't find it, or you want to bring your own computer in to navigate it, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to navigate down to created playlists. If you do individual videos, you might end up in the wrong week and with the wrong video. So do not go to individual videos, but go to the created playlist. And here on the app, this is just what it looks like. And so you'll go to the date that it is. So there are 4 Christmas playlists. This one are the 4 videos in and of themselves. And then these are your small group playlist, December 8th, December 15th, and then December 22nd. The 8th looks different because it is fully cooked and fully baked. The other ones I am still in the process of editing right now. And so what you would do is you'll just simply click play right here.
This is the game of yay or nay. I'll ask you a question, you hold the pack.
And you're off to the races. Now, you'll also notice down here, if you just click the down button on your remote, the little down button right here, that it will actually bring up what's next. So you don't even have to navigate back to the playlist. However, if you do get turned around, you can simply on your remote click this return button, and it'll take you to the playlist in this form. If you click into it on any video, just click down, and it will have the the first layer there, it will have the videos in order of what is next. And again, these are not in any particular order. You pick which one you haven't done or which one you want to do. Now, don't forget too, right? Like, this is a video. So you can pause it at any moment. If anything seems confusing, if your students are getting loud, you can pause it. If you're playing one of the games and it's taking longer than the allotted timer on the screen, go ahead and pause it. If your discussion is going long, there's no schedule trying to get you back on it. Like, let the discussion go as long as the discussion needs to go. Just so you know, so that you can plan ahead, the videos are broken up into 3 teaching chunks followed by discussion, and the discussion questions are not only on your papers, but they're also going to be here on the screens. And so once those discussions pop up, feel free to pause it and then let that stay on the screen in your bay as long as you need to. You're in control. Choose your own adventure. It's going to be a fun time. So once again, thanks for rolling with us. Thanks for letting us try something fun. And if you have any questions, you should call Darren, and he will be sure to help answer those for you. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Lindsay Staples, brand new to the team.
Welcome, Lindsay.
Lindsay is one of our new check-in crew at 9:45 a couple times a month.
This will be in the leader workroom for you.
In the leader workroom for you.
On Sunday.
I bet Lindsay doesn't even know we have a leader
podcast. We have a leader workroom and a leader podcast. We need to have how to know there's a leader podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a list of things that need to go out to brand new leaders as soon as they, like, commit.
Yeah.
That's been on my desk for about 4 months. Yeah. I just haven't finished
Where'd those stickers go? We had stickers that about the Leader Podcast with like the QR code and stuff.
You're asking a good question. I think we should ask the inventory Nazis about that.
I think they're on there. Did they just all get put on the coffee sleeves, maybe, you know, like when we're doing the giveaway or the coffee cart for the launch?
Oh, you know what? Maybe we did. Maybe we only ordered enough for the sleeves.
Yeah, that might,
yeah, I bet that's what we did.
We have a Leader Podcast, Foresight. People.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to tell Wes about it and give him the QR code because he didn't know about it and he wanted to hear his shout out and me make fun of him at being bad at basketball.
Well, so, maybe we should just order some more of those stickers.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
All right.
Well, thank you for being in our staff meeting today.
Yeah. Hey, holidays are just around the corner.
They sure are.
And there are ways that you can care for your kids even when we're not meeting, because we don't meet for the last Sunday.
But we're not meeting on the 11th of December for a Wednesday night or the 18th of December for a Wednesday night.
We won't meet on Wednesday night after December 4th until we come back on January, whatever it is.
So this podcast is dropping 2 days before December 4th. So in 2 days, by the way, we're having our Christmas movie night, which is going to be so much fun.
You should have dressed up for this.
Oh,
you should have worn a Santa suit or something.
I have a Santa suit in my office. I was going to bring it out at the costume party, but there's too many things going on.
There was a
to
lot
remember
going on.
What
costume
to do.
Costume party was super fun.
So much fun.
And you guys crushed that. That's let's do another shout out. Like we had 49 volunteers at
It was awesome.
The costume party is amazing.
Yeah,
there
was like 174 total people checked in.
Yeah.
And guys were cluttering up my giveaway feed, so I had to learn how to filter by age.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah.
You learned something new every
day. I filtered by age in the Excel sheet. And you know what's crazy? Because I was like going through, and it was like, you know, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 15-year-old. Then all of a sudden, boom, 79-year-old.
Welcome back, Mr. John.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, but that's ministry great. During the holidays, we're off. We're off at least for a week or two. Yeah. And, you know, there's that weird week between Christmas and New Year's where everything feels not real and you don't know what day it is. And work is optional at best.
What time zone you live in.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we just wanted to talk about a few different ways that you could continue on your ministry while you're not meeting and what it looks like during the holidays. So the first idea, Darren, is what?
You planned this topic and you didn't come with anything ready, did you?
Nope. I was going to think about my first idea while you were talking.
I would say take some note cards home right now and just write some notes. Like there's time that you're not spending prepping for Wednesday night or a Sunday morning. And so fill in that gap and send some kids some notes.
Yep. I was also going to say, if you're available on Wednesday, show up to the movie party.
Yes.
It's a low barrier to entry. There's zero required on your part, but you can just sit, hang out, drink hot chocolate.
Watch a movie.
Watch a movie with some of your students.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't have anything else planned, either that night or like you haven't thought anything for Christmas because you got so many other things going on. Like it's an easy way to just show up and be relational with your students on a Wednesday night. Well, we've already done the work to get the party set up and going.
And the kids have already done the work to figure out what we're actually
what we're
watch.
Watching. Yeah.
Let's hope it's not Christmas Vacation. I didn't think about that when I put some of those movies in there. I was like, some of these, if they win, I'm going to be in trouble.
We're in big trouble,
somebody's
mister.
Getting fired. Yeah. Somebody's getting fired.
What else during the holidays?
You cannot put this whole thing on me.
I'm not. That was my idea. I bounced back to you. Bounce, bounce, bounce. It's like Pong. Remember that game?
What are you trying to say?
Fine.
About
I'll take,
Pong.
I'll take idea number three. Schedule some text messages. So right now or today or this week, schedule some texts during the holidays.
What does that mean?
Schedule some texts.
Like you can write them now and send them out later, or just...
Yeah, I don't know about y'all's iPhones, but my Android can do that. So
really?
Yeah, you can schedule texts
time. That could convert me.
Yeah.
That one feature could convert
me. Yeah, you can, you know, just write out a verse. Hey, hope you're having a great Christmas break. Here's an encouraging verse.
Listen, you shouldn't have told me about this because you know how late I work. I'm like, I don't send out texts to staff because I'm like, it's too late. If I can schedule texts, you guys are getting a lot more work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm converting. So I want an Android for Christmas, Katie.
There you go.
All right.
So you can do it this week. You can do it this week.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Right?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You can also schedule emails. Emails are for old people.
I mean, if your family does Christmas cards, send your kid a Christmas card. It's kind of weird, but your parents of that kid are going to be like, who is this rando sending us?
Oh, that's my small group leader.
Right? Exactly. And we ask you guys to kind of get to know the parents as you can. That's a good, easy way to...
Yeah.
To just say hello, Merry Christmas.
To show up in their mailbox.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm one of the five adults that's impacting your kids spiritually.
Yeah. And, you know, like, there's all sorts of different, like, social media stuff. Like, just as you go, like, don't forget your group chat. Don't forget your students. Like, it's, you don't have to do anything super big and planned. You can just show up in the, like, in the humble, normal moments of life.
Yeah.
So.
100%.
Don't overthink it. It's a break time for everybody.
Yeah, we
want
you to take a
break. So there's not a lot of pressure around the holidays.
For
like,
sure.
Just, you know, maybe do a thing or two and then just come back ready to go strong in the new year. So, which leads me to a programming note.
Oh, great.
We're going to be off. No podcasts are going to drop the 23rd of December, which is a Monday, or the 30th of December. So we're taking a couple weeks off on recording as well, but we'll be back in the new year on
the first Monday in January.
January 6th. So
great.
So
look at you doing math,
Scott,
in your head.
Don't forget, don't reach out to me and say nothing came in on the feed. That's on purpose.
Okay.
That's on purpose. So
intentional.
Story time?
Story time.
Let's do it.
You know, a few weeks ago we were doing a message series on the pathway.
We were.
And we were using Philip and the Eunuch as the base for every one of those lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And Candace, hi Candace, who watches every week, by the way. Candace was having her students read the passages.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Candace was doing that. Candace, who was wearing her name tag in her group, was having her group read the story about Philip the Eunuch. And the eunuch was... the tax advisor for Queen Candace.
Right.
As her students were reading it, every single week, they would pronounce the name differently. And it's literally just because it's in the Bible, it's got to be weird pronunciation, right? So one week they're reading it and they called her Queen Candace. One week they're reading it and they're calling her Queen Candecki. Like,
oh my
and
word.
And Candace is just sitting there going...
There are some weird names in the Bible, but that is one that like
that's
is
a standard, like Luke, like they're easy.
Yeah, Luke, David,
Matthew,
Caleb, Candace, like
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I loved it. So, I laughed so hard, probably
hilarious.
Harder than I should have, but it was good. It was good, Candace. We appreciate you.
Good job, everybody.
Hey, Christmas party for leaders this Friday at my house at 6:30 p.m. Make sure you show up.
Is it going to be another sugar combing night?
It is going to be a sugar combing night. Don't eat sugar for 3 days or you're
going
home.
Can we have a nacho bar with queso? Like anything savory?
If we do cinnamon chips and apple salsa, and then yes.
No, that's still sweet.
It's
still
a
dessert. All sweet.
It's a dessert, bro. It's a dessert. You don't do savory things at a dessert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll put some cayenne pepper in the hot cocoa.
Hey, there's going to be coffee in the hot chocolate. If you're bringing
your
elementary age
kids. Yeah, if you're bringing your kids.
My kids didn't sleep for a week.
Let's crash land this thing.
Bye,
Love
everybody.
You guys.